Should it be Drew Lock?
No, it should be Tommy DeVito.
It should be?
To me, it should be Tommy DeVito.
First of all,
Drew Lock is banged up. Like, we don't know how serious this oblique injury is.
But he was the backup last week.
I know he was, because Drew Lock was brought here, in my opinion, to be the backup if Daniel Jones gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But if it gets to a point, he's not playing before week four, regardless, because I think, honestly, this goes out a month. But if it gets to that point and you're like, Daniel Jones is not the guy, we have to go forward, is it Drew Lock's not your future either? You know what I mean?
Like, he's very unlikely your future, but so, he is 27 years old. He's not 35.
He's not, exactly. He's not old, but look, he started not a lot of games, but he started enough games in this NFL to say, is he a viable full-time starter long-term? And I don't know. But Tommy, I really don't know.
And I agree with you about the I don't know, but let's keep this in mind, okay? First of all, just so we have the ages on this. Tommy DeVito is 26. Drew Lock is 27.
Yes.
Now, granted, Drew Lock's going to turn 28 in about a month.
Right.
So he's almost 2 years older than Tommy DeVito.
The age doesn't even matter. It's almost more of the what's the potential ceiling?
Yes.
The future ceiling. Forget the age. That doesn't mean a thing. It's where can you potentially go to? And Drew Lock is now on his third team.
Yeah, the only reason I would disagree that the age is still a thing is if a guy's 35 years old, you, other than being Rich Gannon, you know.
Yeah.
That's it. When you're 27 years old, even though Lock has gotten the opportunity in Denver and Seattle, a limited opportunity but an opportunity, he's still young enough where, like Geno Smith,
right,
maybe you put it together. That's the only reason why I disagree. I think age does matter, but here's the way I would view it. I still want to win. And that's where I think Tiki and Lugie are on my side on this.
Yes.
You're still trying to win games.
Yeah, you have to put the best player to give you the chance to win.
Absolutely. I'm not like Sean. Okay. I don't think Lugie, you're like Sean about thinking about tanking. You're thinking about, I want to win games.
Right, but here's the thing. Is who gives you the best chance to win?
I would say Drew Lock at this point. That's where we're going to disagree, me and Lugie, and maybe me and you, Teague. For now, I would still say Drew Lock's played games in the NFL.
He's
won 9 games in the league.
But he hasn't been great.
That's Tommy DeVito?
Tommy was really interesting last year.
Interesting.
But interesting against on a team that was shot. It wasn't just a quarterback that was shot last year. Everybody was shot.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line was decimated. The wide receiving core felt one trick. Saquon was banged up a little bit, even though he played most of the season. Like, it was just shot. So, to me, it's hard to evaluate what I think Tommy's ceiling. I have no idea what Tommy's ceiling is. But if you start 0-4, shouldn't you try to find out?
I think at 0-4, I'm still trying to win. There will come a point in which I'm totally with you about evaluation and seeing what he's got. But early in the season, and 0-4 is still early. By the way, we're well before 0-4. We're 0-1.
They won 3 games and beat a playoff team with DeVito. You can't say that you're not trying to win by playing Tommy DeVito.
No, I'm saying I think you have a better chance to win with Drew Lock. That's all I'm saying.
He was drafted after Daniel Jones, has been worse than Daniel Jones in his career, played that first preseason game through one of the most horrific picks I've ever seen, and that includes all the Daniel Jones picks I've seen. I have a hard time thinking Drew Lock becomes Rich Gannon here.
Why is he the backup here?